Hi and welcome back to the Honey Temple. My name is Lee, and in today's podcast episode we are going to take a look at the energies for August 2023. It is a powerhouse of a month, and always whenever I feel strong energies I want to help others and bring awareness to this month. We have two super full moons. We have the Lionsgate portal. We have by the end of the month seven planets going into retrograde. So that will bring up a lot of stuff for us. And as always, there's no fear. It's about stepping into it, understanding it, and moving forward. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Catch you after the intro. Hey, I'm Lee Telford, intuitive wellbeing coach and teacher. Most of you will know me through my business and social media as Soul Self-Mastery. I'm the founder of the Hormone Balance Chakra Course, and I coach women back to wholeness, giving them step-by-step tools and techniques that helps them connect with her, H-E-R, that feminine energy that will allow you to heal, elevate and rebalance. I hope you enjoy the Honey Temple, allowing you to be your own damn queen. Welcome to this video on YouTube and also this podcast episode, which will be on my podcast called The Honey Temple. So I thought I would come on and talk about the energy for August. It is a very, very powerful month. I'm actually feeling it's probably the most powerful month of the year 2023. So let's take a deep dive into the energies. I am aware of some energies, and then I'm going to have a look and see what else is coming up. And I've also felt a call to, because I am a Leo, it's my birthday in August, I feel it every year. And one of the things that I would connect very deeply with and feel it moving through myself is the Lionsgate portal. So I've been asked by many clients over the last couple of weeks, am I doing it? And I normally do a meditation or an activation, and I wasn't going to, but then I was guided yesterday that I need to do an activation. So I recorded that this morning, and it's very, very powerful. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But first, let's take a look at the month of August. So let's take a nice deep breath. I have my cacao here, and I think it's very relevant that I'm drinking cacao while we do this video, I'm hearing, because cacao is a heart, it's a heart-based, heart-centered, heart expander. It is a plant-based medicine that really helps you to heal the heart. It is a powerful plant-based medicine connected to the feminine, which is also connected to the heart. And obviously, the month of August is Leo season. And I have my little lion here. And Leo is very much all about the heart and about courage and about bravery. Okay, so let's pop him there beside my egg. So I actually have pulled some cards off camera because when I was channeling the activation for Lionsgate, I just needed to look at the energy. And we very much have the lion energy here. And the lion is all, this is the lioness actually, the feminine. And it's all about protection. And this ankh, which comes into the activation. And the ankh is actually the original cross, which is connected to both feminine and masculine, which, whereas the traditional cross is just the masculine. We also have Isis energy also, which also depicts the ankh. And the ankh is all about creation. So it feels like with this energy of August, there's an awful lot of light is coming in. It's been coming in. July was quite a powerful month as well, but with August, we kick-started August on the 1st with a super moon, a super full moon in Aquarius, which was a few days ago when I'm recording this. But also, it was also known as Lunasa. And Lunasa is, there's eight turnings of the wheel, eight different seasons that we go through, which is a celebration of the earth. And Lunasa is named after the sun god Lu, and it's all about the first harvest. So a lot of light, because a lot of light has been coming in through our bodies and to help us ascend. Ascend means to climb. And that can sometimes feel uncomfortable when we don't know what it is. And you can get what's called ascension symptoms, which I've talked about before, when so much light is coming in. to help connect us with our light body, which is our higher soul self, okay? The part of us that just knows the answers and can really manifest at a high level. It's a 5D energy. And so this light is coming in, but if our bodies are stagnant or heavy or resistant in any way, there can be a discord, and you can get what's called ascension, a symptom. So you can get, and also, you know, it can be your body detoxing. So you can get headaches, you can get aches and pains, you can have really vivid dreams or just not sleeping great at night. You can actually get a lot of anxiety. So I know I could feel that on Tuesday when there was a super full moon. Emotions were really, really running high because it's a super moon, and super moon is about high intensity. It's like just a normal moon on steroids. And with the full moon in Aquarius, so I have the Yasmin Bolan deck here, it's all about showing the world the real you. So for many people, we've had to fit in to, and I'm just, as I'm saying that, I'm seeing the peacock. I've got symbolism everywhere. You know, many of you know my story with the peacock. Whenever my mental health hit rock bottom many, many years ago, was Halloween night, and I had a peacock costume ready to put on. It was quite a difficult time. And ever since then, and that was 2007, that is why I do what I do, to help others to manage being human. And also being our spiritual selves, because we have four bodies. We have our spiritual, we have our emotional, we have our mental, and we have our physical. We are more than just our physical. And you're being asked to like really just shake that tail feather and just show the world the real you, and just shine bright. And that's what this portal energy is all about, okay, which I'll talk about in a wee second. So as I said, August, and then we have we've got Mercury here as well. The energy of Mercury, and Mercury is the planet, which is all about communication. And also this is the Caduceus symbol, the international symbol for healing. And this is to help our physical bodies to heal, to allow more light in also. And this is depicted, this is your staff, which is your spine. And the two snakes are the masculine and feminine energies, the Kundalini. And then these wings are your power. And in the activation that I have just done, we allow our wings out, our spiritual wings, to help us to stand in our power. So get a weight off your chest, speak up with love and be heard. And in the activation that I just recorded, when we approach the lion's gate, it's actually a gate, and there was a lion and a lioness standing at the two pillars. We connect with each one of them, and the lion encouraged us to roar, you know, to release from the throat chakra. So that feels very relevant actually as well. So as I said, we have this doorway, this gateway opening. Okay, this is the abyss. Okay, this gateway opening, which is a lion's gate. Okay, and lion's gate actually opened this energy. It's just a portal of energy. I talk about portals a lot. And this is a specific portal that peaks on the 8th of the 8th every year. A lot of people say lion's gate is real. It's not real. Traditional astrologists may not agree with that. For anything that I do in my life, if I just feel it, I know there's something there. I'm not an astrologer by any way, I'm not at all, but I like to follow it and connect with it. So for me, you know, the lion's gate, is I've always resonated with it, and it's always helped me massively in my life. And with any activations I've done with people, whether in person or online, they've really felt the power of it for months and months afterwards as well, okay? This one is particularly powerful this year, and the doorway for this opened up on the 26th of July, 2 and 6 is an 8 as well. So I could feel that energy coming in, and actually for a whole week, you know, I could really feel the heaviness and the headaches, which was the like download codes coming in for me to be able to actually step forward to do this activation and bring it to you, okay? So we kickstart August with this super full moon in Aquarius. And the Aquarius is all about your inner emotional life, which is why it was quite emotional. And the full moon is all about letting go. And then we have the lion's gate, okay? And as I said, it's more like lion's gate is it's all about this alignment, okay? So it's connected with the star Sirius. Sirius is almost like we have our sun, and then which is a star. And then you have Sirius, and Sirius is our spiritual sun. So it's much brighter. It's twice the size of our sun. And so a lot of light is coming in. So every year, Sirius starts to rise in the sky. Now, you know, go and look this up yourself. I'm going to try and explain this as best as possible. But it starts to rise in the sky. And ancient Egyptians, which is where the Ankh energy is coming from, and I really resonate with ancient Egypt. And so this star rose in the sky, and it was like this cosmic alignment with the pyramids of Giza and also Orion's Belt, which is a constellation of three stars. And Orion's Belt is actually, another name for Orion's Belt is, instead of three stars, it'd be three kings, which is also connected with the king being the lion, and also known as the three sisters, which would be the lioness, okay? And what I have done in this activation is actually bring in the seven chakras, and the seven chakras actually connected to Pleiades, this other star, and also the seven sisters. So it's all very, the symbolism is perfect. So there's this cosmic alignment that peaks at 88, okay? And it just is like a doorway or a portal or an opportunity for a huge amount of light to come in. And it's an opportunity to allow you to manifest whatever you are wishing or dreaming or wanting to in your life. Because Isis is all about manifesting, and Isis is the priestess connected to Egypt as well. Okay, so this doorway opportunity is more light to come in. So it's really, really important that you're, you know, ready for it, that your thoughts are aligned, that we have really let go of old energy and old things that are not serving us. Many of us have been doing a lot of inner work. And we're almost, you know, we're not in the old timeline of our old lives, but we're not quite in the new one where we've manifested what we want. So we're in this void at the minute. And that's where a lot of people will come to me to help them shift that, just to help shift any heaviness or anything that they're holding on to. Because, you know, to be our true self, like, we've had to like hide the real us to be accepted in this world. And now that is no more. There, you know, that's the old ways. Okay. And we're really going through this, like, death and rebirth, okay? And so that's the Lion's Gate, okay? And there's a little bit more, obviously, in the activation information on that and what it means. And really, in the activation, it's a very strong healing. It's not a meditation. It's activating, it's releasing, it's allowing these codes to come in through your system. And it's getting you to connect with intentions. It's getting you to actually, you know, connect and speak with your higher soul self to see what's next in your life. So it's very, very powerful. It's about an hour long. And I'll put the link below. And it's a very, very small price for it. And again, obviously, contact me afterwards if you want to ask me anything or whatever. Okay. So I'll pop that below. And then we have, on the 16th of this month, we have, which is the day before my birthday, we have a new moon in Leo. Okay, so the new moon in Leo is, confidence is the key to your success. Okay, so I love that. So new moons are all about new beginnings, and that's exactly 8 days after the peak of the Lion's Gate portal. Okay, so that feels really relevant too. And then what we have also is, on the 23rd, Mercury goes into retrograde, and that affects a lot of us with communication and with technology and stuff. And that goes into retrograde in the sign of Virgo. And then on the 28th, you have Uranus going into retrograde in Taurus. And Uranus is a sign that brings massive change and evolution. It can, you know, bring stuff out of nowhere. So it's quite a strong sign also. And that means that then, by the end of August, we have seven signs in retrograde. And in retrograde means that it's the illusion of them going backwards. So when you have seven signs in retrograde, it allows you to take a review and a reset of your life. It allows you to go back through old ground that you maybe thought you've looked at, to just pull any old things out from the roots, to get rid of them. But it can feel really intense, because you don't want to, you're like, I'm done with that. Why is that coming around again? It's coming around for your own good. It's really, really good. So it's about, the energy I'm hearing for August is, get comfortable being uncomfortable, and just connect with that lion energy in stepping into courage and bravery. Okay. One of the major planets that is in retrograde, so we have, at the minute, we have Pluto, Saturn, Neptune, Venus and Chiron. So five planets are in retrograde, but the most important one I feel, well, they're all important, but I feel it's really affecting people, is Venus. Venus went into retrograde on the 22nd of July, and that is the planet of love, of beauty. It's also connected to finances as well, because it's all about valuing yourself, and it's all about self-care as well. So relationships will be under review, and that's relationships with family, with partners, but most importantly with yourself. Okay, so it's really, really important to know and understand your birth chart. I'll put a link below where you can get a free birth chart. I always say have a look and look at what sign your Venus is in, and even comment below and I will help you understand that. Because when you can understand, you know, your birth chart a little bit, and especially your Venus and your Mars, which is your masculine and feminine, it's so important. Okay, when I understood my Venus was in Cancer, it's why I'm a bit of a home bird. But then at the same time, I love adventure. So my masculine, you know, my Mars is in Gemini, which is all about adventure and communication, and they get bored easily. Okay, so it's about managing both. Okay, what else have I wrote down here? Because I'm trying to keep myself on track. Okay, yeah, that's it. Okay, so let's have a wee look at these energies for... Oh, I forgot then, we end the month. We end this powerful month, this powerhouse of a month, with a full moon, super full moon in Pisces. And what that means is it's August is a portal in itself, and then there's the Lionsgate portal within a portal, which is a doorway, which is an opportunity. So it's all good, all right? So that is a full moon, super moon in Pisces. We start the month and we end the month. That is an opening and a closing, okay? And I've always been shown, you know, September is quite a powerful month, you know, for many people. Many people have felt like a real stagnant energy, like really demotivated, like I can't do this. And that is normal for this summer. I've been feeling that too, which is why I had to like really jizz myself up to do this video and this activation. So I hope you enjoy it. So one of the big themes, actually, with this Lionsgate portal is purpose. So it's stepping into your true self. It is managing. So this full moon in Pisces at the end of the month is balancing spirituality and practicality. It's sort of, you know, managing your spiritual self and your physical self, being on in the world but not of it, okay? And just because we are more than just this physical body. So it's really getting to know, and it's starting to lead this soul-led life. And we really don't have a choice anymore, because that's where triggers and emotions and anxiety and all sorts of stuff are going to want to get our attention to get us to look at this or go within, okay? So we're ending a massive cycle. The last thing I want to say is there's the sun is very important for August, because it's a fire sign, the Leo. And the sun has been sending out lots. Sun sends out like lots of solar flares, okay? And we really feel them in our own body. Okay, and the sun orbits, I could be wrong here by saying orbits, but it goes in this 11 year cycle. And I'm gonna pop a link below that explains this much better than me, by Elizabeth Peru. And we are coming up to the end of 11 year cycle for the sun, which means there's more solar flares, way more than ever before. And that's really affecting us. And it's to help ignite us, to help step into your masculine, to step into your inspired action. And that is what the activation is about, is to help you with integrating these light codes that are coming in for all of us, and then releasing. I do a bit of a chakra cleanse to help you release. And I bring in the energy of the pyramid as well. And the pyramid is a beautiful symbolism of protection. It's a beautiful symbolism of balance. You know, you've got the point of the pyramid coming in, and then you've got the four corners at the bottom, which are our foundations. So we go into our foundations, or your foundations, pull stuff out at the roots so that you can build this new life, this new you. And also I was hearing for some what is ready to be birthed within you. That is what this activation is also here to do as well. Okay, so let's have a wee look at the general energies for August. I've got some cards here. Okay, I'm actually going to start with an essential oil card, because I love my essential oils, just to see what affirmation. An affirmation is something that we can repeat daily. So let's ask for the collective for the month of August, please. Confusion. I I always remain honest and true to myself. I have a plan and trust myself to walk the right path. Okay, so, and the essential oils are clary sage, which is for hormone balance and clarity, rosemary, which is for change and transition, lemon, which is for focus and actually detoxifying the body, detoxifying and cleansing the liver. So that feels like a theme for August, because that makes a lot of sense. You know, when you have a lot of light codes coming in, you know, if you have a lot of energy coming in, you want to make sure your body is in the best possible shape to be able to detox and cleanse the old out. Okay, so anybody that does want to do the activation or does do it, it's really important for about 5 days afterwards that you cleanse, that you drink plenty of water, plenty of vegetables to flush the toxins, drinking lemon and water for the liver to support that as well. And then we have peppermint here. I was using that oil this morning for focus, and peppermint is actually the oil connected to a buoyant heart as well. So that feels really lovely. So for many, we just might have been confused. So I love the way it talks about, I remain honest and true to myself. That is, when you know yourself, be true. All you can do is do what feels good for you and do what feels right for you. And that's all about the intuition and trusting that gut feeling. And it might not make logical sense, and that's okay. And I really had to step into that this last year, and now I can help others do that, because it's not easy. And one of the big things that, you know, when you step into courage, you're stepping into the unknown. And we really see that in the activation as well. Okay, I'm just going to look at the card here at the top of this deck, because it's love. Look at the pink. Love is my greatest superpower, and I give it freely. I will write these affirmations below as well. And I am loved, loving, and lovable. I am loved, loving, and lovable. And the oils are peppermint, lavender, cypress, rosemary, and grapefruit. Lavender is also a great oil for the throat chakra for headaches. Cypress is the oil for letting go, which is a big theme. And also grapefruit is for healthy body image as well. Okay. So let's just leave those to the side as well. And I'm just going to pick one crystal card, just if anybody has crystals, or you don't actually need to have the physical manifestation of the crystal of the thing. You know, you can just connect with the energy of it. So let's see for the month of August collectively. Never heard of this one before. Isn't it beautiful? Look at the colour. And it's interesting, it's this amethyst colour, which is the colour the crown chakra, which is all about 2023. Are you experiencing repetitive thoughts or incessant mind chatter? Do you grab onto a thought, memory, or life experience and chew it over and over and over again? Many of us do this. It is time to let go and release situations from your past. This is exactly what we are working through in August, especially with seven planets in retrograde going through the past. But it's like an illusion. You know, stuff will come up as a trigger and it'll feel really intense, but it's coming up almost like to be pulled out at the root. So we must be the observer. That's the other energy that's coming in. Being the observer, rising above a situation and looking at it from this higher point of view, okay? To close the cycle once and for all. Many of us been working, probably, if you think of the energy of the sun, for the last 10 years, you know, and that can feel really disheartening. You know, if you just have been working on stuff and you're not getting rewards, it's coming. It's coming. And I was hearing massively, I mean, Isis is all about magic manifesting, and I'm hearing miracles, you know, and stuff, dreams coming true. It does, your dreams, your visions, and your goals are becoming a reality. Stay focused. Don't give up at the last hurdle. So it's time to let go and release situations from your past, whether it was 5 minutes ago, 5 years ago, and find inner peace and true happiness. And this is Archangel Uriel. And the affirmation is, I am a miracle worker. Love is vibrating in all aspects of my being. I easily transform and transmute negative energy. I release the past and move forward with love. I attract inner peace and great joy every day in many ways. I see the bigger picture. So we'll leave that there. Love it. Okay. Okay, so let's have a wee look at this Akashic Tarot, because the Akashic Records, I'm an Akashic Records practitioner. And it's, I clear people's Akashic records. Takes quite a bit of time, takes about 3 hours, but it's very powerful. And the Akashic record is connected to the back of your neck. It's connected to the ultra major chakra, We each have our own Akashic Record, which is otherwise known as a book of your soul. And it holds all the choices and all the decisions that you've made throughout your many lifetimes. And what I do is I access your Akashic with specific intentions to clear anything that's holding you back in this lifetime, and also access what your gifts are, like what you're here to do, your purpose, which I feel is big for this month of August, for this year, because it is a 7 year, it's a crown chakra year, which is all about purpose. Okay, so let's ask for some energies for the month of August, please. What are we working through? How can we work through them? And what is your guidance, please, for the collective? Let's ask for three cards. So the first card is the card number 16 for anybody watching on YouTube, and it is caught in the ruins. So it shows a man and woman like caught in like the ruins, like in a, almost like a prison, but it's all open. So it's an illusion prison. So for many watching or listening, you might have felt quite trapped, like almost like you're in your own prison, whether mentally, hopefully not physically. But it is, when I look at this card, I'm trying to intuitively look at it. It's like one is waiting for the other to go first. And this is actually your masculine and feminine energy. And really, you will both be better working together. Okay, so understanding your feminine energy, which is your intuition, which is your flow, which is your rest, and then your true balanced masculine energy, which is your logic, which is your action, which is your self-confidence. And also I'm hearing, you know, the key is right in front of them, but there's fear of stepping out, because this is what they know, this little small area, and it's safe because it's familiar. And for many of us, we are scared, and rightly so, to step out. I've had to do this in the last year when my marriage failed, leave something that I knew, and it was the scariest, it's the hardest thing I've had to do. You know, it's been a really, really difficult time, and now I'm through it, and I just had to trust that intuition. And although there's still challenges, I know it was the right thing for everybody involved. And you know, it's just about trusting in that gut and making that first step. And then we make one more step and another step and another step, and you be consistent with that daily action. But first you have to look at where you are. How are you feeling? How are you doing? Where are you in your life? We do this in the activation. Actually, we break it up into different areas of your life. And then when you know where you are, you can go, do I want to stay there? Or what do I want? And you might want to stay in that, it's okay. Or you might want a little bit of a change. What's that going to involve? And what is the action then? Okay. But always know that you have the key. You are the king and queen of your own life, and you can make the changes that you need. And the universe, God, whatever your belief system, wants to bring that to you. But it just needs a bit of direction. You need to know what you want for the universe to put that on your path. And really, you're not doing it on your own. It doesn't require much force. When you understand this stuff, you manifest at such a high level. And that's what this opportunity is coming in the month of August. But it will be challenging. It will feel like we are being pushed to our limits. Because, you know, we are. But it's for our good. Okay. And please always, anybody, reach out to me. Because it's not easy. Okay. The second card we have is the Willow. Okay, so the Willow Tree. I love this name. I wanted to call my youngest girl Willow, but I didn't. So the Willow Tree is, you know, flexibility. So it's really strong roots. So you're being asked to be like the willow, have really, really strong roots, but be very flexible at the top, the branches. Flow with where you're meant to go and embrace change. I'm hearing embrace change. So the leaves might need to blow away and fall and almost feel as if, God, you've just went through like a real, you know, but they will grow. New seeds will grow. Okay. And it's a wee bit like what happens in Lion's Gate, you know, when the star Sirius rises in the sky and it has this alignment you know, with the pyramids of Giza creating this opening, the portalway in Orion's Belt. What traditionally happened was the ancient Egyptians, just shortly after this happened, the River Nile would flood, and then that's how they knew it was the start of the farming season, and it would like destroy the crops, but then the new would grow. So that's why there's a real death and rebirth energy around this time, because sometimes it all just needs to fall away to rebuild. Okay, so that's the energy. And then, of course, just on that note, we have the card of birth. And this feels like these two. You know, this feels like these two. You know, when they come out of here, they almost become childlike again. So they go back and connecting with your inner child, which is what might come up, what will come up in the month of August. Hence why I'm going to be offering another round of the hormone balance. We're going to do like an 8-week in September, October. To help people work through inner child stuff and triggers and physical, mental, emotional, spiritual stuff as well. Okay, so this is the rebirth. So it's all about, like, when you think of the Leo, sign of Leo is all about fun. You know, I do not take myself too seriously. I love my Leo energy. It's just really, you know, I love being silly. I love just acting Egypt, having a laugh and lightening things up. Okay, I still am serious and I still have my things to do. Thankfully, I have Virgo in my chart also, which helps me stay organized. But the Leo energy is about fun. It's about joy. So as much as it's an interesting month, allow the young you, the fun you to come out, to step into the new. Okay. And then the card at the bottom of the deck here is balance. And essentially this is number 8, is the card. It's the infinity. It's balance. Let's balance everything here. Let's balance. When you're aware of something, then you can bring it into balance. If you're not aware of it, you can't. Whether that be physical health, whether it be financial, whether it be relationship. But you got to be aware of it. We can't ignore this stuff anymore. Okay. Okay, so let's have a wee look at what can we do. Some action cards, please. So that's the situation, the energies. What action cards, please? What actions can we do, please, for the collective for August? Let's have 3 cards. 2. All upright. 3. I'll not keep you too much longer. Do you know, whenever I was recording the activation, I was shown this Hierophant card. So I was shown this golden staircase being presented in front of us, and I was told that I had to actually get the Hierophant card out when I was recording it so that we could step up here. So I can't believe that's just come out there, because I meant to like leave it out and I forgot. But of course, I just love how this all works. So the Hierophant, and the Hierophant is connected to, now I had to do a wee bit of research on this. Yes, so we have this full moon in Pisces on the 30th. Okay, super full moon. And is that right? No, it's something to do with Taurus. Venus rules Taurus. Yes. I can't even remember my own writing. Something to do with Taurus. And Uranus. Sorry. Uranus goes into retrograde on the 28th of August in the sign of Taurus. That's it. Uranus is the planet of change and evolution. Okay. And it gives us the opportunity to realign our actions with our truth. So when this planet goes backwards, we can expect to see the world differently. And that's not always easy. Okay. And Taurus is connected to the throat chakra, hence Mercury going into retrograde. And also it is connected to the Hierophant card in the tarot and our physical thing. So I loved that. And then that came up in the activation. Okay. And that is really just the energy for this year. Okay. And really starting to connect and live this soul led life. All right. And just on, you don't need to know everything, but you just need to know, right, I know I'm more than my physical body here. And I know that I'm not just sick for this one reason, or, you know, this relationship, I'm having issues and they keep coming up again. And I need to look at this from a different point of view. And I need to look at it from all aspects. And I need to own my stuff and not blame others. Okay. The star. Oh, God, the star. That's it. One, it's the number 17, which is 1 and 7 is 8. And that is all about the energy of the 88 portal. because it's the Sirius star in the sky. And this is what we've been doing. We've been like trying to bring it down. Let's go meet it. And that's what we do in the activation. We just rise to meet it. We don't need to force it. We don't need to pull it towards us. We will just naturally flow towards it. And the stars, all your dreams and your wishes and your desires coming true. Okay. And then this card came up actually when I was checking the energies before. So it's the Nine of Swords. So it's sleepless nights. It's anxiety. And as much as it's not a nice card, it's, you know, our anxiety is just, it is a messenger. You know, as I talk about the hormone glands being chemical messengers, just to let us know that something is out of balance. Something needs us to look at. And we, you know, whenever I don't sleep, I know I'm ignoring something. And I get frustrated and go, what is it? What is it? And I'm often woke up very, very early to look. So be super aware of your dreams. Your dreams are connected to your subconscious mind. And they are trying to communicate with you. Okay, and we do a lot of healing work when we're sleeping. So, you know, keep an eye on your sleep. It might be very disrupted around this time. So it's really, really important to reduce caffeine. It's really, really important to maybe, you know, not be overstimulating your pituitary pineal gland with watching screens. It's really important to wind your body down with a lovely gentle massage, with an Epsom salt bath, with, you know, even just drinking, you know, Tulsi tea for the adrenals, or a lovely sleep tea. Taking magnesium also is brilliant for sleep. Okay. And then the last card at the bottom is Justice, which is very similar to this last card with the scales. So it feels for many. If you've been going through a tough time, the scales are going to start to balance now. It's almost like you've been this warrior. And what's interesting is Orion's belt, which I talk about with this spiritual alignment with Lionsgate. Orion's belt is based on, it's named after or connected to this Greek hunter. And that was their belt. So it's this warrior energy. And many of us have had to be like spiritual warriors, you know, for the past while on Earth, and it's been really tough. We've had really tough things and difficult circumstances, you know, everybody in their own ways, no one worse than better than the other or whatever. And it's now going to start to come into balance. You're going to reap your rewards now, so you just gotta hang on there. Okay, so I'm going to close there. I'm going to pick one more card because I have this deck sitting out, which is didn't realize I had this. Which has got like a crown on there, and that's one of the things that happens in the activation, is we get our crown put on our head, because it's the crown chakra, it's the 7 year, and it's all about your king and queen, the lion and the lioness. So let's ask for one overall card, please, for the month of August. And to close, as I say that, the train goes past. I was trying to, and the train is this fast moving energy. And funny, the number 7 in the tarot is actually the chariot, which is all about fast moving energy. So expect that and just flow with it and allow the change to happen and just trust. We have two cards here. So we have confidence, and that is the lion's gate. That is the lion energy, the Leo energy. That is the solar plexus, okay, which is the sun. Okay, that's where our inner child lies. That's where our courage is, our confidence, our self-assurance. Okay, so for many, oh my goodness, I'm just seeing that she's on a train as the train went past. I love it. So for many of us, change is coming. And you sort of know that in here. And, you know, just stay, if you're in your heart, if you're grounded, if you're connecting with yourself in whatever way is right for you every day, with soul self-care. Okay. You'll be guided in the right direction. Whether it's change and movement on this train or whether it's just mentally. Okay, but you have your little bag. You don't need much. We don't need lots of material things. Okay. It makes the baggage too heavy. And we have our sword of truth. Just to cut cords with other energies that are other people that aren't serving us. That maybe, you know, blame or don't. To understand, or, you know, in relationships, you know, where they haven't done the work. And it's not that, you know, people do the work or don't do the work. It's everybody's on their own journey, and you just gotta allow them to be. We can't change people. Okay, so it comes with time and practice, this confidence. And there's the sun there. And then, golly, don't really know what that means. It says start a revolution, protest. That is interesting because Uranus is all about that. And it says the 28th. Uranus goes into retrograde on the 28th, so possibly something might happen collectively. Just don't know what that is. And thing is, you know, we've had in the last 3 years different things happening. You know, as we all know, and these have all been massive wake-up calls, so it feels like something is coming. Okay. And we got to stick together. We've got to be in our feminine. Okay. And just know that you're not on your own. I feel like I want to look at the card at the bottom. The Tower. Okay. It says, it shows a picture of somebody doing a headstand with their crystals, their tea. Unplug and relax for a spell. Okay, just take some time for you in the month of August. Because I'm hearing you're going to need it. It's very fast moving energy in September, October, November, December. Okay. Maybe take up some yoga. Okay. All right. So if anybody feels called to do the activation, I've just recorded it. It's so beautiful. As I said, it's about an hour long. It's very, very powerful. I will pop the link below. And I leave it up. I leave it available for the month of August. Because really, as much as it's for Lionsgate, it's for the whole month, as I've explained the energies. And I hope you enjoy. Much love. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the Honey Temple so that you're notified when I upload a new episode. And please share it if you feel that this will help others. Have a great day.